The emergence of the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant ISIL, which has taken large parts of territory in Syria and Iraq, has worsened the situation of civilians in Syria. Valerie Amos said that over the past 2 weeks, the advance by ISIL fighters forced about 160,000 people, mostly women and children, to flee to Turkey.
Their fear was so great that many people crossed heavily mined fields to seek refuge. There is a possibility that tens of thousands more people could be forced out of Syria if ISIL forces continue to gain ground.
Ms. Amos said the other parties continue to show what she described as an utter disregard for international humanitarian and human rights law.
Violence, including the use of barrel bombs, car bombs and mortars, continues to cause civilian deaths and injuries. All parties continue to fire indiscriminately on populated areas and on markets and bakeries. Murder, execution, torture, hostage taking, and other violations of international law continue with total impunity. The government has continued its aerial attacks, including the use of barrel bombs.
The World Food Programme, WFP, says the situation at the Turkish border with Syria is of increasing concern. Elizabeth Beers is WFP spokesperson in Geneva.
L'accès justement à cette frontière est problématique.
Access to this border is problematic because yesterday evening a colleague who is on the ground had to retreat because of the bombing of the city of Gaziantep. According to her, it is the biggest influx of refugees since the beginning of the crisis from that border. People fleeing advances of armed groups in Kobani go through the official crossing point because it is easier for them to leave their vehicles and cattle behind.
The UN humanitarian chief, Valerie Amos, called for more financial support for the humanitarian operation in Syria as winter is fast approaching and vital supplies are needed to protect people. She warned that without additional funds, WFP will be forced to end its operations completely within 2 months. Most critical of all, she added, the violence that has already killed over 190,000 people must stop. Derek Mbata, United Nations.